President, thank you for coming. Yesterday in my speech to the United Nations, I said that you're a man of peace who believes in a two-state solution. And after our conversation today, once again, you confirm that. I, too, believe that the best way to bring peace to the Holy Land is for two democratic states living side by side in peace. I said in my speech yesterday that the Palestinian state must have territorial integrity. I firmly believe that. I also said in my speech that one of the great objectives of my administration is to achieve this vision. I fully understand that in order to achieve this vision, there must be leaders willing to speak out and act on behalf of people who yearn for peace, and you're such a leader, Mr. President. I can't thank you enough for the courage you have shown. I assure you that our government wants to work with you in order so that you're capable of delivering the vision that so many Palestinians long for, and that is a society in which they can raise their children in peace and hope. And I know that society is possible, and I appreciate your vision along those lines. So welcome to Washington, D.C. I think this is our fifth visit. Every time I've left our visits, inspired by your vision.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. أنا تشرفت اليوم بهذه المقابلة كما تفضل الخامسة. أولاً أنا أشكرك جزيلاً على الخطاب الرائع الذي تحدث فيه عنا عن القضية الفلسطينية وعن رؤية الدولتين بالذات التي تبناها فخامة الرئيس وهو أول رئيس أمريكي يتحدث عن رؤية الدولتين.
Mr. President, thank you very much. I'm honored to meet with you, as you said, for the fifth time during those past years. First of all, I would like to thank you greatly for the wonderful speech that you delivered yesterday before the United Nations and talked about the Palestinian issues and your vision of two states, and you adopt this vision. Mr. President, you are the first American president who adopts the vision of two states living side by side.
طبعاً تحدثنا مع فخامة الرئيس حول الأوضاع في الساحة الفلسطينية والصعوبات التي تصادف هذا الشعب والحلول الممكنة للخروج من هذه الأزمة.
Of course, I've talked with the President about the situation in the Palestinian territories and the difficulties that the Palestinian people are facing, as well as the possible solutions that can get us out of these difficulties.
وقد أكدت لفخامته أن أكثر من 70% من الشعب الفلسطيني يؤمنون بحل الدولتين، أي دولة فلسطين التي تعيش بأمن وسلام إلى جانب دولة إسرائيل.
And I mentioned to the President that more than 70% of the Palestinian population, they believe in the two-state solution, the state of Palestine and the state of Israel, living in peace and next to each other.
وهذا يعني أن الرغبة لدى الشعب الفلسطيني للسلام قائمة ولا تستطيع أي قوة أن تمنع هذا الاتجاه السلمي الموجود لدى هذا الشعب.
That means that the Palestinian people desire peace, and there is no power on earth that can prevent the Palestinian people from moving toward the peaceful solution and living and coexisting in peace.
طبعا نحن نتطلع إلى الوقت الذي تفعل فيه القرارات الأممية وخاصة خطوة خالد الطريق لنصل إلى هذا الحل بأقرب فرصة مع الجيران.
Of course, we look forward to activate the various plans and various resolutions and the roadmap in order to be in a position to reach with our neighbors the desired objectives.
دائماً وأبداً نتطلع فخامة الرئيس إلى دعمكم ومساعدتكم لأننا بحاجة ماسة.
We always, Mr. President, we look forward to your support and your help and your aid because we are in dire need for your help and support.
سنبقى أمناء على السلام ولن نخيب ولن نخيب.
Mr. President, we will always be faithful and truthful to peace and we will not disappoint you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.